Exclusive to Jacaranda FM. It's The Drive with Rob and Roz. Jacaranda FM.
Nou met Christel gesels, dis tyd vir Explain Well with Christel. En ons gaan praat oor die voorgestelde nuwe watertariewe wat vir ons almal affekteer.
Ja, ja, so ons het hierdie week het ons weet uitgevind dat so na aanleiding van die hittegolftoestande het waterverbruik erg toegeneem wat gelei het daartoe dat Randwater basies die hoeveelheid water wat hulle in die stede verskaf verminder. So in most of the metros in Gauteng, we've seen stage 2 water restrictions implemented, and we picked up on something interesting in the statement from the city of Tshwane that spoke about level 2 restriction prices for water, and it's kind of terrifying. So I'm looking at a table with what the water tariffs are for different stages of water restrictions, and perhaps to contextualize. So I started by looking at how much water do we use in general as South Africans. And my disclaimer is the data is a little bit dated. It's from about 2018, but it's the latest verified and fact-checked data I can get.
Okay.
So if we work on an average, and South Africans use a lot of water, firstly, on average we use 235 liters of water per day.
Liters. Okay.
Ja, so gewone liters per persoon. Ons gebruik meer as die wêreldgemiddelde.
Okay.
Ons gebruik baie.
But
dis
toilet.
Stort, bad, toilet, alles per persoon. We use it, and it's a hot country, so yeah, perhaps it makes sense. But so if we work on 235 liters per person per day.
Yeah.
Let's say I'm part of a family of 4 in Tshwane. I think many families are bigger, but let's just take 4. As a baseline. Then we're looking at 940 liters per day.
Yeah.
Let's multiply it by 30. Just to have a baseline, so 30 days
in the month.
We're close
on 30,000-ish now.
28,200.
Yeah.
And this is where the conversion to kiloliters happens. That is 28.2 kiloliters.
Where does that fit in with the stage 2 water prices then?
So if we look at the table that they've provided, and we can certainly avail this on our blog as well, perhaps starting with what we used to pay in Tshwane prior to any water restrictions being imposed. So let's say we're looking at 28.2 kiloliters, but you have a pool type thing.
Yeah.
So there's a category here of you can either use 19 to 30 kiloliters. I think a family of 4 is going to go over. Okay. So let's say you're using 31 kiloliters in your family. You should be paying 35.80 per kiloliter. That's what you should be paying under normal circumstances.
What's the new rate?
Well, we were on level 1 tariffs where it increased from 35.80 to 39.02. Under level 2 restrictions, it jumps to 62.41.
What?
It almost
doubles.
Yes. Wow. I'm actually looking at my water bill right now, and they already charge you a surcharge if you go over a certain amount of kiloliters per month. Dan raak dit baie duur. So nou, boonop dit, as jy nou meer water gebruik, and there are these restrictions in place. Waar gaan mense die geld kry om jou waterrekening te kan bekostig?
So van R39 na R62 toe.
Ja. En dis nie eers as jy meer water gebruik nie. Dis as jy dieselfde hoeveelheid water gebruik. Gaan jy amper dubbel betaal, want wat hulle wil hê is jy moet minder gebruik. So it's a punitive measure.
It's like a punishment test.
Yes, it literally is. So if you're using the same amount of water from the baseline, you're almost doubling it.
Hold on here. Hold. Ou die perde, né?
Ja, en die stal.
I'm a little irritated because the Vaal Dam is sitting at 94% capacity. We do not have a water shortage. We have a water provision problem, is what is happening. And I feel, I've been watching the statements on social media and so on, I feel like Rand Water is gaslighting us by saying we don't have enough water. No, you can't provide enough water. Those are two very different things. Yeah. If load shedding is affecting pumps and so on to fill up reservoirs and that's what's causing it, say so. Don't turn around and go, oh, there's a heat wave. We have, we don't have water when the Vaal Dam is sitting at 94%.
do you know that there might be another peristatal that's also gaslighting us about what is happening and just pretending like there's not sabotage going on and people are not opening the wrong valves and we are causing constraint on that peristatal's ability to deliver the service, so now we must suffer. Klinkbuyer begins for my work.
Yeah, I can guarantee water infrastructure is not maintained as it should be. Absolutely not. City of Joburg has pipes going back 50, 60 years. They reckon almost a third of our water in some areas is lost to leakages underground.
Mm. Exactly.
You know, it's ridiculous.
And if we now look at Joburg, we have a very fluid situation regarding the mayorship. So yes, there's a new mayor, but that's being contested. The premier is changing. Dis effe oorweldigend, maar dieselfde beginsels gaan daar geld. Ek het nie hulle tariewe nie, maar dieselfde beginsel gaan geld, want hulle het ook fase 2 tariewe.
The water shedding is coming to Joburg as well, and the increase in rates, so we can just pay double for using the same amount of water. Meanwhile, the Vaal Dam is sitting full. I mean, I was chatting to friends who live in Melville on Tuesday night, who haven't had water for almost a week. Nothing. Yeah. The taps literally niks. Niks kom uit nie. Nothing. So now, I mean, you've got three people living in the house. We need bathrooms. We need to flush things. We need to get clean.
Yeah.
You know, if it's a provision problem, tell us so. Don't tell us it's the heat wave and the fact that there is no water. This isn't day zero in Cape Town, Klaibecha, where they haven't had rain and the dams are empty. That's simply not true.
Yeah.
Mm. So no fun. 35 na
39
na R62.
Ja, en so daar's verskillende kategorieë gebaseer op hoeveel jy gebruik. Hoe meer jy gebruik, hoe duurder word dit. If you're using more than 60 kiloliters, your jump from level 1 rates, it was R44.70 per kiloliter, that jumps to
R89. Mooi,
joi, joi. So jy voel om, hoe meer water jy gebruik, hoe meer gaan jy dit voel. Maar almal gaan dit voel.
So I know we've got an open, a standing invitation for Andre De Reiter. Can we maybe try and get Sipho Mosai to come in as well and explain where the water is going? I mean, I don't know.
I second that motion.
Invitation is open. Mm. If anyone knows Sipho Mosai and wants to let him get in touch, we'd love to have you on. We'd love to have Andre De Reiter on. That invitation still stands. We have lots of questions. But will you go and put this up on the blog for us?
Exclusive to Jacaranda FM. It's The Drive with Rob and Roz. Jacaranda FM.